Jesus' mother was named
Mary.
Lazarus, who was raised from the dead, had two sisters, Mary and
Martha.
All right. The first book of the New Testament is
Matthew.
All right. Abraham's wife was
Sarah, wasn't it?
Beautiful, beautiful. There's an old song that says, "Wait till the sun shines."
Nearly.
If a little boy's real name is William, you might call him Bill, or you might make it an even smaller, sweeter name. You'd call him
Billy.
All right. Do you ever hear of a preacher who is untrained and part-time being referred to as something, oh, he's just a preacher? I heard it about a lawyer. Refers to the fact that they're not trained and they just work part-time.
Well, you couldn't use the word amateur. Uh-huh. I wouldn't do.
Jackleg?
Well, yeah.
Have you?
I've heard that referred more to doctor than to lawyer.
Oh, you have you? Now, I've never heard about a doctor.
A jackleg doctor.
What would would he be, what would that mean?
Oh, he studied medicine a little bit, he doesn't know much.
Oh, really? Would that refer to his being incompetent?
Yes, more or less.
All right. I never heard about a doctor. Beautiful, beautiful. All right. If you were introducing some members of your family, say, to a child, you would say, now, you had a married couple here, and you would say, this man is your uncle, and this woman is
your aunt.
Beautiful. Eisenhower, before he was president, was a general. If you were addressing him, you would address him as, I'm not talking about etiquette now, you would address him as
General Eisenhower.
That's exactly what I'm looking for. If a man named Brown was a colonel in the army, you would address him as
Colonel Brown.
If a man named Smith were a major in the army, you would address him as
Major.
His whole name. Major. Say it for me. His name is Smith.
Smith.
All right. You may have said that and I just didn't hear you. President Kennedy's first name was?
John.
All right. And a short way of saying Susan is?
Sue.
Beautiful. Do you remember in the South when, and I think of this as being more from a black person, a black man, to a white man, when the expression captain was used?
Captain.
Mm-hmm. Was this used only by black men to white men? Or were there other situations in which it would be used?
Well, I think it was more Negroes calling white men captain.
Was it a mark of respect?
Yeah, I think so.
I see. And this person that he was talking to would not necessarily have had a rank of any sort?
Oh, no.
It was just a... Mm-hmm. All right. Would a white man have ever called another white man captain?
Not unless he was just a kind of low-class white man.
Oh, I see. Well, do you think a black man would have called another black man captain?
I don't think so.
All right. Lost my play. All right. A man who presides over a court is a
judge.
And if his name were Marshall and you were addressing him, you would say
Marshall so-and-so.
Now, if his last name were Marshall and he were a judge.
Oh, Judge Marshall.
All right. A person who is in school is a?
Student, supposed to be.
A girl who takes dictation from her boss is his?
Secretary, stenographer.
What sort of officers are there around here in Jackson? Are there any city, what's the governing body of Jackson?
City Council.
The Council? How would you refer to one of these men? Is he a?
Well, mayor and two commissioners. I'd say Commissioner Kelly, Mayor Davis.
I see. He would be a commissioner rather than a councilman.
Mm-hmm. We don't say councilman.
All right. That's exactly what.